Number 5. Agent E, get the situation handled. Conversation we should have in private, don't you think?
Commander, I just completed a new gadget that'll solve that problem. Let's test out my latest creation, the super silent fruit muff. Whoever wears them won't be able to hear a thing.
Why, thank you, Agent L. Are these made of fruitcake?
Yes, they are. Here you go. Try these on.
Frankie's a friend of mine from school, and I assure you she's completely trustworthy. Agent E, you wouldn't want to do anything to compromise the whole season, would you? Christmas Intelligence kids wouldn't be secret agents if you know they weren't secret.
Yes, and I would never do anything to jeopardize the CIK.
Excuse me.
I've done the calculations, and there is a 97% probability that Frankie will be a great addition to the CIK.
Excuse me.
I had to knock off 3 points for her, well, slight tendencies. Towards
clumsiness. I can still hear you.
Oops, I was so sure these were going to work. Maybe they need more walnuts. Good news is, these things will be good for months.
Agent L, now she even knows more than when she got here.
I can fix that. I recently invented a memory eraser machine.
Where is it?
Well, I tested it on myself, so I forgot where I left it. But I'll go and look for it.
I see we have no choice but to activate your friend. Your name? Frankie. Frankie, your code name will be Agent S. Welcome to the CIK.
Sweet. What next? Do I get to go on spy mission? Take out some bad guys? Can I use karate?
Hi-ya! No, that will not be necessary. Please issue Agent S a hat. As you all know, each of our agents' hats are equipped with communication devices, in case we need to contact you.
Like a cell phone?
Yes, but it's a hat.
May I have an eye hat?
I found it! I found the memory eraser! I just have to adjust the trigger.
Well, don't just stand there. Bring him here.
Bring what there?
Forget him. Let me explain. We spend our free time every Christmas looking for ways to bring Christmas cheer to people who need it. And this time of year, there are a lot of them out there.
I gathered you all here for a reason. We have a new mission.
Ooh, I love a good mission.
Where's the memory eraser?
Memory eraser? There's no such thing. Ooh, that's a great idea for an invention. But I do have a new gadget that will be perfect for a silent night like this.
A silent night?
A silent night.
Kids, why don't you explain to Agent S?
Bye. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now that Agent F has been briefed, I have an urgent mission from a high-profile client who has just retained our services. As you all know, we usually like to fly under the radar and seek out our own Christmas missions. But this client was really convincing on the phone. She insisted on coming in and giving the mission herself.
Who's in charge here?
I am. You must meet Miss King. Agent, I'd like to introduce you to Miss Harriet King.
Parrot. Rhymes with parrot.
I'm sorry?
It's pronounced Harriet. The I is silent.
So, King Harriet. Okay, got it.
Did you say King Harriet?
I said King Harriet. King, comma, Harriet.
Well, it sounded like.
I know what it sounded like, but.
Can we just get on with this?
Why, certainly, Miss King.
Now, is this a secure location? May I speak freely?
Why, yes. You may speak freely in front of all my agents.
Agents? But these are just children.
Yes, they're fully trained Christmas intelligence operatives.
I didn't know they let children into the CIA.
Actually, we're the CIK, Christmas Intelligence Kids.
Oh, that's what I get for skimming the contract, I guess.
Now that the team has been assembled, why don't you fill us in on the details?
Well, of course. You see, I've noticed some suspicious activity at one of the many properties that I own in this town, a local warehouse. Boxes of all shapes and sizes coming in and out every day. Now, normally I stay out of the business of my tenants, of course, but if something illegal is going on, I have to know about it.
Commander, I could use my new invention, the Jingle Alert, patent pending.
Agent L, I don't have to remind you of your track record of mentions, do I? The chocolate anti-gravity boost,
the cotton candy umbrella.
Oh no, Commander, not this time. The Jingle Alert has been tested and is field ready. When our CIK team retrieves the information from Miss King, I'll just push this button and I'll let you hear at the base. Then you will know the mission has been accomplished.
It doesn't explode or anything, does it?
Not so far.
So, Agent E, L, and F. Assemble your supplies and meet at 2000 Bethlehem Way in 1700 hours. Everybody else, dismissed.
Yes, my first mission.
Miss King, you know we do only accept missions that bring Christmas cheer to people. After we uncover the details of the mission, I was wondering if we could do something for the community there.
Oh, well, that's your business, I guess. I just need you to do your spy thing. I'll take care of the rest.
Understood. Merry Christmas, Miss King.
Oh, Merry, Merry,
gift?
Bless. Yes. That's the word.
Down the street.
Can I get a little more of myself in the monitor, please?
Filled with fancy toys and candy that was sweet. We didn't have much, so I wrote a note to Santa asking him for one thing, a bicycle with train wheels. And I went.
Take this the wrong way.
Also, this isn't a question, but I heard that the Crosby kids have chicken pox.
Yes, I am aware that the wise men will not be joining us this evening. But God will provide. He always does.
So it looks like they're doing a play. Should we activate the jingle alert?
Not yet. We still don't know what's in the box.
Wait, we need to be careful not to.
Let me home.
Before the angels and before the manger, God's people were waiting, longing.
find out what is in all those boxes?
I know. We can use my Xmas ray. It can penetrate most any material and let's see what's inside. Will you go distract Miss Maple and the others?
Sure. Agent F, this is what's called seeing eye diversion.
Oh no, I slipped on a candy cane.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm creating a diversion. I'm drawing attention to myself so that Agent L can figure out what's in all those boxes.
Ah, nice. Oh, this is terrible. Can you walk?
Oh, honey, are you okay? What happened?
I slipped on a candy cane.
A candy cane? How did a candy cane get on our stage?
I don't know, but I think my ankle is.
The Xmas ray worked. Mission accomplished.
Feeling much better. Thank you.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
Okay, let's stop for a minute. Shepherds, how should you be reacting right now?
Terrified.
I see you terrified, and that's not it.
How about this?
When can we expect to see your team? I'm very anxious to begin my Christmas celebration.
Oh, Miss King, I'm sure we'll get the details of the mission in a minute.
Great. I've scheduled a quick manicure in the lounge while we wait.
What lounge?
That tiny room around the corner.
My office?
Sure.
Commander, why are we helping her?
What do you mean, Agent Tiny? Of course we want to help her.
She doesn't like Christmas.
How could you say something like that, Agent Tiny?
I heard her say it with my own ears.
I heard her say if she was doing anything with Christmas, she would evict them.
I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound nice.
It means kick them out.
Don't worry. We'll simply call the communication devices in their house and tell them not to activate the jingle alert.
Attention! I have an update.
We are very excited to tell you that we have surpassed our goal and are tracking packages coming by the truckload. At this rate, we are able to bless hundreds of families in our community.
I am so proud of each one of you. Many of you have seen and sacrificed gifts for your own family for this community project. Warms my heart.
Bingo. We got what we needed. These packages are gifts for the community.
Okay, let's activate the jingle alert.
Mission accomplished.
See you.
We couldn't reach your emergency channels in your hat. We came as fast as we could.
Miss King is trying to invite everyone.
Trying to evite?
I think you mean evict.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's trying to kick them out.
Miss Maple, we have an urgent matter to discuss.
Everybody take your places for the live man, please. You know what, honey? Could it wait until after this rehearsal? People are arriving and
we
don't have a lot of time, okay?
I hate to interrupt this little celebration.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I've been watching you for the past several weeks with these boxes coming in and out. But I needed more. I needed real proof. Of course you don't. Let me introduce myself. I'm Miss Carrot King and I own this building. And you seem to have forgotten that on page 147, section 2, paragraph 3 of the rental agreement, it clearly states no Christmas celebrations.
No, I'm not aware of that.
Always read the fine print here.
I'll stop this right here. I'll use my memory eraser on her, and she'll forget all about not liking Christmas.
How cute. It's a flashlight. Looking for this? You left it in the lounge. Anyway. Where were we? Oh, yes. Now, you're in violation of the contract, which means you are to be evicted, effective immediately.
Oh, Miss King, surely you understand we have a huge event for the community plan tonight. Perhaps you could...
Make an exception? Because it's Christmas? Not a chance. You have 10 minutes to evacuate, or I'm calling the authorities.
Oh, okay, Miss King. We don't need a building.
How do you know?
The Bible says that we can trust God with all our hearts. He is in control.
That's right. Now Mary and Joseph, when they had Jesus, they knew that he came here. They had heard that he was looking for baby Jesus. And Mary believed that God had chosen her to give birth to his son. And she knew.
But who's the one who holds the earth in the palm of his hand? Who calms the waves and stormy seas and counts the grain of sand? As the heavens are higher than the earth and the mountains rise higher than the sea, God's waves are higher than the highest mountains, higher than our waves could ever be.
Thank you.
mention that on page 147, section 2, paragraph 4 of the rental agreement, it also states that if the contract is broken, everything in the building belongs to me.
Well, just start again. It's just stuff, and true treasure isn't anything you can hold or touch.
Well, good. You're taking this much better than I expected.
But I don't get it. You've been working on these packages for months. Now you won't be able to help the community like you planned.
Well, God's doing is perfect, and we don't want to do anything outside of his directing. Okay? He knows that we have given a lot of effort, and so when it comes time to give a gift,
Merry Christmas, everyone, and thank you for all coming. We have encountered a few obstacles today, but we are thrilled to be remembering with you the greatest Christmas gift ever.
And there, for us, a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth, to Bethlehem, the town of David. He went there to register with Mary, who pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. After Jesus was born, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who had been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When they saw the star, they were overjoyed, and coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him.
Something for you.
What? For me?
It was my sister's, and she was saving it for when I got bigger.
It's a bicycle with training wheels.
You said you wanted one.
But after I tried to stop the Christmas celebration, why would you want to help me?
God gave us the greatest gift at Christmas.
And it lives inside of us.
Each and every one of us.
No. That this wonderful tissue. I need a tissue. I am at a loss. A loss. And could you bring me a latte while you're at it, please? Extra hot, 12 pumps of vanilla. Thank you. I have never been so less than perfect. I might have overreacted just a little bit.
Well, we give unto others. We're imitating the greatest giver of all time, who gave the ultimate gift to us 2,000 years ago.
Well, that is just amazing. Thank you. Well, come on, what are we just standing here for? We've got to get these gifts out to the people of our community who need them. Let's go.
We're on it.
Do you want to come with us to deliver the gifts?
Only if I can ride my bicycle.
You know how to ride a bicycle?
No. How hard could it be?
Oh.
But first, I feel a bomb. Can I have a spotlight? Follow me over here, please.
Broken heart, good news for the captives, good news for those who fight.